Quarter to three. Now, back in September, I had a word with Greater Manchester's Alice Morrison. She was running 30 miles across the Peak District, raising money for MenCap. Obviously, that wasn't gruelling enough for Alice, because next week she will be competing in the Marathon des Sables, which is the toughest foot race on earth. Now, this involves running 156 miles across the Sahara in 50-degree heat, on sand, and carrying a 10 kilogram backpack. She is over in Morocco right now listening to that. Alice, how do you feel when it's absolutely what you're gonna have to do anytime now?
Well, I'm feeling quite nervous. I've come over to Morocco to acclimatise, and I went down to the desert last week for 2 days and discovered that running in the sand dunes is really very, very difficult, and it's very hot. So I'm feeling very nervous, but also, of course, very excited.
It's an unbelievable story, it really is. And I know what you've said is you wanted to see if an ordinary person can do something extraordinary. You are I know running in aid of MenCap, which is the charity for people with learning disabilities, and I hope you don't mind me saying that you are actually 50 years old. I mean, what on earth was the response when you decided, you told people, friends, family, that this is what you were going to do?
Well, people do say, well, you're stupid or you're crazy or both, but they're also incredibly supportive. And I think everyone, you know, we all recognise that in our day-to-day lives, sometimes we take on things that we have to try really hard at. And for me, this is a massive challenge that I have to try really hard at. And the charity that I'm supporting, MenCap, helps people who have to try really hard every day just to do normal things. So all in all, I'm ready for it. My friends and family are behind me, and with a following wind, I hope I can succeed.
Also, amazingly, you applied to do this marathon over in the Sahara in August, and you're not one of those people who's been running marathons for the last 20 years by any stretch, are you?
No, sadly, I had never actually run a full marathon before I applied for this. And that has been a bit of a learning curve. And I have to say that it's not easy. I'm really not a natural runner at all. I'm so slow. And so now I have run a few marathons. I was the very last person in the Marrakesh Marathon. I came last.
Aww.
And then, it was tragic. And then I came first in the Nomads Ultra Marathon. I was first lady back in a mere 9 hours and 30 minutes. I was also the only lady to compete, but I was first, so I'm holding on to that.
Do you know, good for you. You must, though, have to dig very, very deep to mentally, if let alone physically, but mentally get yourself prepared for this enormous, enormous challenge.
Well, I think the thing is you have to think about it day by day. So I know that a lot of people next weekend will also be running the Manchester Marathon, and they will also be digging very, very deep. You just have to think one step at a time, one half hour at a time, or 1 10 minutes at a time, or however long it is, and then move on to the next one. And try not to think of the whole thing, because if you think of the whole thing, then it's possible you'll fail.
So, Alice, how many people are involved in the Marathon des Sables? How many people are running the 156 miles across the Sahara in 50-degree heat?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of us. There's 1,100 people running, and the biggest single contingent is from the UK. So be proud of our crazy nation.
It's absolutely unbelievable. It really is unbelievable what you are attempting to do. And, you know, you've got absolutely all our support. The very, very, very best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a great deal to me. I'll think about that as I'm suffering horribly on the double marathon stage when we run 52 miles at one go.
Yeah, it's halfway through the week, isn't it? You have to actually do 2 marathons in one day.
Yeah, we do. I think I'll be on my legs for about 20 hours.
Absolutely unreal. Do you have, I'm sure you do, have a fundraising page?
I do. It's I'm on Just Giving, and if you search for Alice Morrison with a one, that's me.
The very, very best of luck. Please, Alice, do get back in touch and let me know and let us know how you get on, won't you, in the Marathon des Sables, which starts next weekend. In fact, it's nicely sandwiched in between the Manchester and the London Marathon.
you very much. I will do. And good luck to everyone else who's running out there.
Thank you very much. Amazing. Alice Morrison, she is 50 years old. And like she said, last August, when she applied for this, she'd never actually run a marathon before. Absolutely extraordinary.